This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 14th of January, 2020.
Okay. First things first, open forum. Have we anything that needs bringing up?
I've got something. It's just a niggly thing. The mobile road sign that's sitting on the side of the diddy field seems to be sitting there forever.
Yeah.
Mobile road works. Who might it belong to?
He has contact with the road things.
Right. It would be nice to get rid of it. It's done a bit of damage to my wall, I can see.
Can I say that there's another one as well?
There's
another one in the fields that's been there for about 4 years.
The
could
be diversion sign in the
field. Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah.
Well, should we? I mean, I've been around some years.
A little list of.
If we meant them to place the house, we could be delivering something.
Yes, that would be very nice to get rid of it, really.
It's pretty good.
It's useless.
Even if he can't achieve anything, he's pretty good at going for it.
Well, you'd think that. It's such a waste of public money and everything else, isn't it? Things are just left and around and not put.
And cones as well. Yeah, I agree with you.
Awful.
Anything else for open forum? This probably can come up under highways, but I had contact from several people about puddle holes.
It can come up under correspondence as well as.
It was puddle holes near Leigh Farm and Glubbridge. I contacted John Williams, who said he would be honest and generous as he is.
Could I raise the one about puddle hole down from Penson Hill?
Yes.
Going up towards the bottom there. That's really deep.
Okay, I'll contact John Williams. He is very good. He does respond very quickly. But I will give him a ring. Do you mind if I ring him sometimes on Sunday on the basis that I'll get his voicemail? And he always picks it up and says, I'm sorry. Well, no, it's fine. I bet he's still on Sunday. It's really good. Benson
and California Cross down the bottom of the hill from Benson.
Right, yeah.
California Cross.
And the ditch by the old bridge needs to be straight down again.
Okay.
That was funny, not really.
Okay, anything else for open forum? Righty-ho. So we'll crack on. Apologies for absence. We have Councillor Steer and Councillor Bell. That's all. Fine. Decoration is interest as per usual. Could I have a proposal seconded at the minutes last meeting where true record was on? Matters arising therefrom. Oh yes, good idea.
Getting excited.
Matters arise.
First thing on the list is the situation at the New Park. I gather that's pretty well under control at the moment, one way or another.
Could we address that now, or planning? I think probably more sensible.
Yeah. And second thing, Chris's path still hasn't been dealt with.
Have we rattled that cage again?
We haven't rattled it for a couple of months, so
let's rattle it again.
I was wondering whether we could rattle it. I hate to say it, but via South Ham's planning side of things, it was a condition of what's this one? The permissive path running from Highland Hall down to the park. Right. The fence was damaged last April, and we've been trying since then to get the management of site things to look after it. Now, it was determined in the original planning for Higher Moor that fence and hedgerow is the responsibility of the developers, which has since been passed on to First Port, isn't it? People you're familiar with, I think.
To who? Sorry?
First Port. First Port Management.
Oh, right. They are the ones... Well, that's through Led West, I will.
Well, it's the responsibility of the management committee at Higher Moor, but they employ First Port to look after it.
Right, OK. Oh, I'm not aware of that, sorry.
Well, we've been talking to First Port now since last April, and they've been promising and promising and promising and doing
that. And that was a condition to...
Well, a condition of the development of the estate at Higher Moor was that the path and the hedgerows on each side of the path were the responsibility then of the developer.
Yeah.
But from the developer, it's passed to the management committee of the estate.
Oh, right.
And First Port did their management for them.
Okay.
They've promised us they would deal with it several times and have done that.
Okay, I'll see if there's anything Southampton can do too.
Yeah, you know, I think you may have more punch than us.
So it's the fence and the hedges?
Well, it's the fence, really. There's
it's the fence, right, okay.
20-30-yard stretch of fence.
I won't go
and
look at it tonight.
20-30-yard stretch of fence was damaged and needs replacing.
Do you know how it was damaged?
Yeah, it was vandalised by someone with a pair of wire cutters.
Oh,
and,
no.
And it was done again just before Christmas.
Yes,
okay.
So that's been twice.
But
okay. And what does it fence off?
The path and properties.
The path from the private
house
next to it.
Yeah. I mean, I have walked it, but I can't read from it very
well. It's where the path first comes through through the woodland and enters the field below the woodland.
Right. Okay.
First 20-30 yards of that. I mean, they're perfectly aware of it at the First World War.
I'll just see if I can get any action.
It would be good if you could be
fit.
And they promised us, as it was a condition of planning, there may be something planners can do with it. Sand and sandbags. We discovered to remember that Southampton no longer provide either sand or sandbags, so you decided to go ahead with purchasing your own. The bin is now full and it has 100 sandbags tucked inside as well. That's been done.
Could you back?
Wait, please.
Alright.
They provided the best estimate we could get hold of, and they were also willing to do something that no one else was. They were willing to drive a truck down here with the sand in the back of it to shovel it into the sand box.
Mm-hmm.
Other people would supply us with bags of sand, which are quite expensive to buy and would have to still be manhandled into the box. So Wakefield, in fact, did a very good job for us.
Great. Presumably paying them for the
fines, wouldn't it? We did decide we'd pay for it, don't we?
Perhaps as I sort of chair the flood group, I'll let everybody know along the bottom there.
I think probably it wouldn't be a bad idea if we hadn't already thanked Wakefield for doing it.
I can do that for you.
Because, I mean, obviously, if they stepped in, stepped up to the plate, it seems like you can.
Right. I mean, they were very, very good, very helpful.
Mm.
And just before Christmas wasn't a good time to be chasing anyone, to be honest with you.
That's fancy to enable it.
The phone box.
No,
the phone box that's
got
you. That should come on.
Still
ongoing. It'll take a while, I think.
And nothing has come through from British Telecom.
No.
Nothing has come through from yet. Has it come through to the clock?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairman. Very briefly, a few points. The government, just before Christmas, announced the financial settlement for local authorities. It's very much in line with what was expected, and it means that Southams can put up their preset by 2% or a maximum of £5 for a Band D property, and they are going for the band £5 for a Band D property. The county council can do can go for an increase of 2% plus another 2% for social care. So I guess that I think that's what the county would be doing, but certainly that's what Southampton would be able to do. So that was one. You may or may not be delighted to know that you can put up your precept as much as you like, because having considered it, the government has decided it's not going to bring in the principle of referendums for town and parish councils, almost at the moment anyway, not for the coming year. So you've got another year in which you're free to set your own budget as you like. At the last December meeting, which I wasn't at, the council agreed unanimously on the next stage of the climate change policy and moving on to the aims of establishing a net carbon zero output by the council by 2030, and working with other local authorities, which are the Devon County Council and the other districts, on that. And our chief executive, Sophie Hosking, is moving on. She is going to become the chief executive for Cornwall. She lives in Cornwall, so she will be pleased, I'm sure, to be near her home. She has to live up in Totnes during the week, I think. So at some in the relatively near future, we're looking for a new chief executive. But otherwise, things will.
Is that what they're going to share with West Devon?
We share with West Devon, which obviously halves the cost to us, which is quite useful. But they've only recently had a management team shake-up, yet again, which seems to go on every 2 years. a bit of streamlining it to some extent, so cutting out the number of top tier officers. So we'll see what happens when the new chief executive arrives. I think that's it for me.
Thank you very much. No doubt County Councillor Hosking will may appear.
This one for me.
I inspected the play area and I noticed that the welcome sign will need replacing soon. Besides trying to sort of rub off the green, the plastic was peeling off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll probably need that soon. And the swing seat still has a slight split in it, but it appears stable. And I know other people have commented about that beforehand. Oh, and the gate as well is not closing properly. I think basically because it's swollen.
Yeah, the spring
is.
Okay, well, the wood is swollen.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Is that a welcome sign that we need to commission ourselves?
I'm trying to remember where I got it.
I don't think we did that ourselves.
I'm feeling we got it from South Hams, but I'm not sure whether we commissioned it or whether they just provided it. I'll do a bit of investigating on that, because they provided the no-dog one. I really don't remember where the welcome sign came. And that's specific to Avonwick and to the parish council. But I do have a feeling it came initially from South Hams.
Or would it come from...
the play people.
I think it was put in after that. I'll check with South Hams anyway, but it could be they used to do it for play props and they don't anymore. Who knows? I mean,
if not, if you want to source one, then we know and I'll get
one. Yeah, we could get one copy similar to that, I guess.
There's another site you can get one.
Well, if you took that off from the gate, you could just take it off.
It's very popular.
Yeah, easier still.
More in way of reports?
No, I don't think so.
Not from the Commission Hall, from the Commission. No.
Okay. So, planning. I know we had one come in today, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, it has come in today, but I've not managed to download it.
Documents are not
yet
available.
Right, so it'll be available tomorrow.
We're invited to respond by today.
No, it's 14th of February.
Oh, is it? How big is one? Well, it doesn't look as if it's...
It wouldn't surprise me.
No, well, that's generally how it works. But
we'll have a meeting before then.
Yeah, it doesn't look tremendously controversial.
No, it's a garage.
Garage up in...
Without
being able
to see the documents, it's a bit difficult to draft.
With regards to the application for a menage at New Park Stables, obviously there was a South Hams inspection yesterday in quite a tiny weather. District Councillor was there, I attended, Bob Stewart and Maggie attended. It was an inspection more than anything else. I don't think anything very much was discussed. Not many questions were raised. Obviously, the subject of it being in the AOND was raised. The fact that it's very visible from Ditford was also raised. The concerns that we had regarding equestrian traffic would appear to have been countered by the fact that, as far as the planning authority is concerned, this is a private enterprise and not commercial. Obviously, there have been other issues surrounding that, which I think are acknowledged, but the full meeting is taking place tomorrow on that. I was very surprised how many people turned up. I was sort of rather naive about this. We arrived there and there were sort of about 15 or 20 people.
Gracious.
Cars everywhere, wind howling.
Yes.
Some very inappropriate clothing as well.
Stilettos.
Then bring up the old adage about there being nothing like bad weather, just inappropriate clothing. The case officer slipping, sliding around in a pair of tracksuit bottoms and running shoes was, well, entertaining. Giving it the mud of about thigh deep. And then we all discussed it in the back of District Councillor Spurton's cattle trailer, which I thought I thought to be fair, it was a very noble of him to bring in, because you know you couldn't actually hear anything that the planning officer said. Attempts were made to wave bits of paper about, which were frankly futile. But it was one of those things that you really expect to see in a sitcom. But
yes.
Everybody got to see the site anyway, and clearly we raised the questions we thought were relevant.
Can I ask if someone's speaking at the meeting tomorrow from the parish council?
I know that the Councillor Steer is going to be there, so I imagine he will be.
Has he lodged the request to speak?
I believe he has. I believe he has. I think I overheard him to make that request.
Okay, and it's quite important.
No, but I know he was very keen to go, and I'm confident I heard him ask for permission.
Good.
So he will represent us and will report back. I asked him to report back to me anyway, partly out of protocol, partly out of sheer nosiness. So anyway, it was obviously a worthwhile exercise. Anything else on
plan? No, the only other plan we had was the Coon Post when we responded to that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it was first advertised, I don't know how long ago we
yes.
responded to it, and
yes.
then development took place that was objected to because
mm-hmm.
it was done without planning. They've since put in a full planning application for the work that they completed to be given approval, which is an interesting way around. And we've objected to that again
mm-hmm.
on the same grounds as we
yep.
did initially. It's in an area of AOMB, it's an inappropriate vendor, and so on. And I think we've also made our concerns notice that we really object to people going ahead with the development
right.
before planning permission has been granted. And
yeah, that
should be noted.
Well,
that is not a planning consideration. The decision will have to be made purely on whether it's an appropriate development or not. The history as can have no bearing on it at all.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. I mean, to the public, that seems mad. But but that is
the
law.
Not just to the public.
Well, it's the whole process pretty fast.
Well, the question has been asked: how much enforcement is actually carried out? Are people actually stopped, or are they allowed just to carry on when these things happen? And that's not a question I want you to answer, but you know, it's a question that's in everyone's mind.
Yeah. Well, I think it's something that's addressed on a case by case basis, but you do really frankly think that you've got to be just
go ahead and what the hell, yeah. That's the feeling.
Okay.
That's
so, correspondence.
Right, two letters, and one from, I think you've seen them both, one from Seth Brent Parish. They are a parish council.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you saw it some time back. It was an invitation to the inaugural meeting of the South Brent Parish Council's Climate and Ecological Emergency Advisory Group. I did send it round to everyone. I haven't had a response from anyone at all. It takes place on the 16th, which is a couple of days' time, isn't it? It's a question of whether anyone will be attending or not. I can respond.
Or mine.
To the parish council.
I certainly
won't be going to. I haven't had any indication of interest in that.
I'm unfortunately not available on since.
The other one was from a parishioner of an adjoining council who wrote concerning the problems you've just been talking about, flooding potholes,
yeah.
And
right.
Sure. I think again you're aware of that,
well,
and it is in fact being dealt with.
We've certainly addressed part of that. I think memory serves, she also addressed the one at the pension. So if I get back to John Whittaker.
Yeah. And she has also sent this concerns to Nick Coates and that Devon Highways, who's responsible for highways. And I think the same responses will be had for this as for anything else. Devon's attending to the things that he considers to be of emergency necessity from the danger point of view. And they'll get around to the other stuff as and when they can. I just feel sorry for anyone working for a county authority at the moment.
And the councillors as well.
Yeah. I mean, you're also doing a possible job for no money.
I mean, I started covering local government as a reporter in 1966. And I've seen how things have changed in a very long time, more than 50 years, and I can tell you it's probably the worst time it's ever been in local government.
I'm sure you're correct. Purely on financial grounds.
Well, that is the key thing, that there's no discretion left to use to spend on things apart from the actual. And the county, particularly when you've got social, you're weighing potholes against care of people who are desperately ill or might be dying or whatever. How do you weigh them together?
And how do you get to do all sorts of extra work when your funding is decreased by government and you're not allowed to increase your own pencil tax? I mean, it's an absurd situation.
This is inaction.
It's always been absurd. Right, that's correspondence. You've had all the rest of the correspondence.
Finance.
Right. Well, finance, the first thing, we can deal with income and expenditure to start off with. We brought forward £8,957.60 at an income of 34 pence. We've had two major expenditures this month, the cutting of the grass and the bubble hole bills for previous months. Those two together came to £1,283. So in fact in the bank officially we've got £7,674.94. We have paid for the sand, which came to something under £100. So we've got that less something less than £100. So you're around £7,578 somewhere there. Which sounds reasonably healthy, but I mean it is all committed one way or another. Even if it's just other things like those we've got on the day part as well. So that's the situation financially.
Anything else in finance?
Nothing else in finance. Topics. You did agree the budget last month,
mm-hmm.
And you agreed the precept at that point.
Sure.
The precept has gone in. With your agreement, and we simply wait for it to come out as Councillor Flynn says. We can ask what we like at the moment. We haven't gone there. Yeah.
It won't as mad as Thomas to
be. There is an argument that Council should be piling up money at the moment against the chance that the government will put a limit on you. The only thing is, your auditors don't like that. But
nor do the parishioners.
No,
I mean you can't really be.
You can't do that.
We are
very careful as a council.
You can't really do it on behalf of parishioners without consulting.
No,
yeah. Why are we to give in Thomas for their local precept £180 instead of £10?
Really, 180.
Wow.
We're the lowest precept gatherers in the county, as far as I can see, and done very sensibly, very carefully. Hopefully the time won't come when the government will put a limit on it, because if it's said to us you can't have more than 2% and we suddenly discover we needed more than 2%, we'd have to go to the parishioners for permission then, and that could be awkward. Hopefully it won't happen.
Because at the moment the district and the county is offloading responsibility.
Absolutely.
Brent is now paying to look after two sets of public toilets.
Yeah.
When you're fortunate,
you don't have
public toilets, but you've got a pub as well. And a car park. And every time the council dumps that on the parish, it's going to have to put the precepts up to pay for it, which is the way around it. But if they were capped,
they couldn't do it.
No.
And it's the same people that pay in the end. Either through one tax or the other. It's an absurd situation.
In fact, it means that the people of Brent are paying for those public toilets, whereas if it was spread out across the district, people in North Yorkshire and other places who visit South Brent and use them and benefit from them will be making a small contribution to
it. That's a funny one.
Okay. Highway matters, I think
you've dealt with that pretty well with the work we've dealt with the annual open forum and letters and things. So.
Okay. Mobile phone signals in people.
Right.
Have you got one?
No.
Still no. Possibly.
I think this is rhetorical.
So that was from Rodney from last year.
Yeah.
Last month, or extended from the last meeting when. It was suggested that we might run a survey of the households in Avon to get a better idea of what the signal levels actually are in the village versus the official coverage maps, which may not be very accurate. I have drawn up a short survey that can be distributed to houses of 10 exciting questions, all of which are the kind of questions you would expect. What signal strength do you have in your house? Astonishingly, that kind of question. I would be happy to circulate that to all the members of the council for you to look at. Apologies for not doing in advance of this meeting. The question is how we distribute it and how we get responses back from that.
Because we used to put it in the shop at one time, didn't we?
So whatever we do, we will almost certainly have to stick something through the door of every house.
This is what we do when we put on things for the church.
Exactly. Put it through the door.
Just put it through the
door.
But how do we collect it back? That's the.
So the question is whether we want to try and carry out a physical survey and have people hand back survey forms to some venue somewhere in April, or whether we try and get survey results electronically and get people to fill in a form online. In all honesty, I think that trying to get people to fill in their paper form and get it back to an address is going to be more trouble than getting to fill the form online.
Yeah, the only thing is with sending it out electronically, then you've got data protection and email addresses.
You would not necessarily, because we can use online survey companies which do not take email addresses, for example.
But how would you let people know that?
No, we still have to distribute the information about the survey through the door.
There's no question
about that. There's no way we can send out.
Yeah, like SurveyMonkey and
that type of thing.
Do you have to pay for that?
No, it could be done free of charge. Well, the collection of the data through a form could be done free of charge, either through our own website or through a third party company.
That seems a better way, doesn't it?
So the cost would really be in getting sort of leaflets printed out.
Yeah. Which
wouldn't
be.
I would expect that to be under £30.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
We would not distribute the survey itself, we would distribute an invitation to fill in.
Oh, right.
So it's only half a page.
So yeah, it would be an A5 flyer, stiff enough to get to that. That was my question.
Well,
how many houses are in the area we want to survey?
We worked this out. Was it 156? I don't know why I've got that number in my mind.
I think I do more than that when we go do the roads.
Do you?
Yes.
thing is, it's not everywhere that we need to do it, do we? It
yes.
needs to be Horsbrook.
It was specifically a
Horsbrook up to Lobbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then Riven up to Rivendell. And then as far as you.
Yes.
That's
a
wonderful signal.
Yeah.
Very
fine. Thank you very much.
bathing in the 40s.
Well, why don't you just sort of waft it this way?
But it's not down at the manor, is it?
Should there be an alternative way of getting
good point?
I think what we'd almost certainly have to do is ask them to contact us to get them to send a paper.
Yeah.
Oh, there's many need as well.
There's probably many needs.
So
there's
probably about
just going
up
Horsbrook.
So all I really need to know is a rough estimate of how many. Is it less than 200?
Oh, yes,
yes,
definitely.
But more,
yeah,
probably, but more than 100?
Yeah, 30, 40.
I'm not thinking of people.
So could I, for example, suggest that could we agree a ceiling figure for the cost of printing at this meeting?
I think 100.
So that if we can agree a set.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, if we're only talking sort of 30 odd quid, I mean, I would sort of 150 and
stuff.
Yes. I mean, I'm not, absolutely. I mean, I will. The quantities tend to be 100, 250.
Say five, I could run it off for you on my laser printer, two up. You know, it could be 75 sheets of A4 paper, or 100 sheets of A4 paper.
I think we need over 100.
Any idea what the cost of that would be?
Absolutely nothing. You know, really, if you type the A4 paper to go in a laser printer, then I'll need the toner cost.
Because it only needs half a page, it would be two, wouldn't it?
Yes, so it's
page.
Two up. So
yeah,
somebody
yeah.
would have to have a guillotine
yeah.
To slice it.
Well, I'm happy to cut it out.
I have a guillotine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can bring it down to
you. Is there a specific
yeah,
paper for this?
Yeah.
Is there a specific paper for this printing, or is it just
an
ordinary copy of
so
paper?
So you could use any of our normal paper?
Yeah.
Which one of these days I think
would
that
goes into paper. Ideally slightly stiffer than ordinary paper.
Yes, exactly.
The
80 grams.
They do crumble
really.
Up a bit.
Because this is almost impossible.
It's only 80 grams would probably be alright.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
That'd be too flimsy?
No.
Yeah,
not if it's A5.
So if you'd like to circulate
a draft
proposed questionnaire.
Yeah, I'll circulate two things. A draft questionnaire, and also a draft flyer to get it through the doors.
Perfect.
I'll do that between now and the next meeting.
In the questionnaire, what program will it be produced in?
It will be a PDF.
PDF?
Excellent.
What will it be in?
PDF.
It will
be a PDF.
Oh, PDF, right.
Which you can email to me. And
thank you very much for your
offer.
So that takes care of that, which will be obviously, in a sense, a nice future meeting.
Indeed.
Website accessibility?
Yes, you'll remember that you had an exciting document sent through to you before the last meeting, and you were all going to read that in advance of the next meeting and tell me whether or not you found it exciting and acceptable.
I think that's exactly what we said. I think
that's exactly what I found.
I think the excitement was overwhelming.
Were you all so excited by it that you couldn't face the prospect of reading it? I can quite understand that.
May have been the case.
Actually, I came to think of it, I did read some of it.
Was that just before you dropped off?
No, actually, some of it was quite interesting. I hate to say. But now I can't remember it at all.
Excellent. So I presume, therefore, we're not in a position to be able to approve that.
Go home and do it.
Next meeting, we'll put it on the agenda.
So may I ask, therefore, that is item is resubmitted at the next meeting, by which time we will need to, if it be possible for the other councillors to read through that, and I'll reacquaint myself with it as well.
Response,
right?
You'll be ready.
So that is the item for next meeting.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Mobile phone survey item for next meeting. Presumably not with phone box.
No.
Well, that's continuous, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah.
Anything else?
In which case, I think you've probably beaten County Council Hoskin.
Goodness.
You turn up and you're
So, right, thank you very much. The next meeting will be.
Next meeting?
February.
Yes, that's
okay. It's only in 3 weeks, I'm afraid, but good, because February is such a short month.
Well, I should be unable to attend.
No, no, this is a short month.
4th of February. I will be elsewhere.
Roger Dern stuff. I'm trying to remember some of the stuff I've already forgot.
Would you also send me a PDF and get the paper up and I'll print it and get it back to my return time?
We have to agree at first.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.